The Bryan Vikings are starting their Cy-Seeing Tour. They're going to be playing some team named Cy for the next 5 weeks. And the team this week, Coach, is Cy Lakes.
Yeah, you know, a very athletic team. I think they were a school that broke off out of Langham Creek 5 or 6 years ago. And, of course, Langham Creek's one of the most athletic teams in the district that we see. Cy Lakes is a lot like them. They've got a couple of victories in district. And so this is one of their better years they've had. And you can see the athleticism on the field. So this is a game we're going to have to be ready to play. And so certainly score some points because they've been scoring some points.
All right, talk about a team that has scored some points during the course of the year, which is Bridgeland. And you hold them to 21. You get a very important victory here, and you do it with a good defensive effort, but with a lot of different guys on that defense. You had some guys out sick, and had some guys who had to fill in last week.
Yeah, I was really proud. Wagger, our sophomore linebacker, came off the JV. And did a good job inside. Had a couple sacks, tackles behind the line of scrimmage. And he's a good football. He's got a good nose and understands football. And he's a good fullback. And he played quarterback last year as a freshman on our JV, on our freshman B team. So I was proud of him. All our defensive linemen. We missed Dylan Carroll last week with illness, and other guys filled in. We got a Titus Mitchell back who had not had the week before against Langham Creek. So it's just been a spin the bottle and see who's going to be there. But luckily we got enough depth and kids are stepping up on that side of the ball.
Did have turnovers and you had a lot of penalties in the game, but your offense played really moved the football extremely well. Got over 500 yards of offense. And even though it was sort of a halting thing, you missed a couple of field goals last week. Even in the first half, you did it really well. Second half, you did it extremely well. And you finished it off with touchdowns.
Yeah, they looked up, somebody told me going in, we had 225 yards of offense at half and not a TD. That's shooting yourself in the foot. And we continued, and that was so frustrating. But I calmed myself down, and we just talked about, guys, we've got a great plan. We just got to execute it better and stay focused, and things will work out for us. And I'm glad I did, because I was really upset at half. Just things that we shouldn't have, making mistakes. Gosh, we've got to grow up, mature, and hopefully we are. I mean, love to see us play that way, like we did the second half, or at least the third and half, most of the fourth quarter. I think we got a chance to beat most people if we play like that, because our defense is playing like as good as we've had since I've been here, if not the best. So we're just striving to get better on the offense, and just don't have to work so hard. I mean, if we just take care of our business. And execute things. We've got a good enough plan. We've got good enough people to put the ball in the end zone. We've got to keep doing that.
You're going to be playing on a Thursday this week. How different is that? What's the? How does that change things for you? I say Thursday this week. It's going to be Thursday two other times during the course of the year. So this is sort of the prototype on how you'll do it.
Yeah, we always work. We're normally, because we have so many kids at work and we've got other situations. Our kids do come up and watch the video, but it's on their own on Saturday. But this, when we have a Thursday game, of course, it's Saturday morning is a practice. And then we turn around and we have our practices Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The problem was this week we had teacher in service, so our teachers had to be at in service early, which we normally work out from 7 to 9. Mr. Boobin was allowing us to do that. And then turn around Tuesday, got our workout, and then bottom. So we didn't get our Tuesday afternoon kind of fill-in practice. And this morning, on Wednesday morning, we've got a PSAT, so the teacher coaches had to be in their classrooms. So we couldn't work out this morning, so we got to work out this afternoon before the JV game. So it's been a different week.
Tonight's game against Cy Lakes for the Bryan Vikings will be at Cy Fair FCU Stadium. That is, it's the Barry Center. It's still called the Barry Center, just they've renamed the stadium, right?
I guess, because it's all new to me. I mean, I went down and watched the ball game. First week of the season, first time I'd ever been in the stadium. I watched Cy Ranch and Langham Creek play, and yeah, I'd heard about it. I'd been to a meeting over in the gym area, but I'd never been in the stadium. So, yeah, I just know I call it the Barry Center because that's what people always called it. I'd coached games in Pridgen before. Of course, it's been remodeled and redone. It was very nice. But, this is an outstanding high school facility.
With the changes they made at Pridgen, it seems like these facilities are a lot more alike than they are different, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And, you were in the press box, and so you probably saw you've been in Pridgen before, and I've not been in either one of the press boxes, but I know that they're really good facilities. And you know what was unique? I think it was during the JV games, and one of the Bridgeland people said, "Golly, y'all have got a nice stadium here." So, you know, we come from a pretty nice place and go to nice places. It's nice.
It is, and it's for those of us who do sit in the press box, it's not a bad bad situation as well. Let's talk about this Cy Lakes team. It looked like a pretty good balanced football team. They're getting the yardage passing. They're getting it running. Got a couple of good running backs. What are your thoughts about how they approach it offensively?
Coach Patton, you know, he got a lot of formations, much like ourselves, and he's got a power back in Hunter. He can go outside too, but he'll run in between the tackles. And got Gerald Lewis, who's an outside, got most of his yards outside, but they both got over 400 yards. And then you throw a quarterback in, it's thrown for 650 yards. There, it keeps you balanced, and your offensive line gets after it. And so offensively, we're going to have to be on our toes. We're going to have to line up right and not give them some things, because they have the speed to turn short runs into long runs, and they've done that against a lot of the teams this year.
As well as your defense has played, you've had most of the games this year, it's not been so much about the balance, it's been about someone who wants to focus more on the run or more on the pass. Mm-hmm. Does it put a little more pressure defensively on you guys?
I think balance always does. That's why we try to be balanced. We'd like to have a few more yards ourselves, but I think balance is the key to continuing offensive success. The teams that throw it all the time, I think eventually have a bad day and things don't work out. And I think the teams that just pound it. So, the Alabama's proven it. Now they've got a balanced offense, and they seem to be doing real well with that. And I've always believed that. And always, if you look at our teams over the years, all the way back, we've tried to be a balanced team. And certainly, Cy Lakes has got the balance in – you just can't back your ears and put all your eggs in one basket. You got to know that you got to cover the pass as well as, and they'll throw the ball out there to some receivers just out wide and see if they can juke you or get one block and set them down the sideline.
All right, what about defensively? What's that side of the ball? What's their approach on that side? Do you see things you think the Vikings can do against them?
Well, I hope so. That old story goes back, you send the assistant coach in there to see if there's a weakness on the defense. He comes back and says, "Coach, I'm pretty sure that the backup cornerback is cross-eyed and pigeon-toed." So, I think we'll have a good plan. We're going to continue to let Carey run, be the main – had over 100 yards rushing the other night. But, golly, we found out that Matt Marino can step in there, so he'll get his snaps. And I like the way Jeremiah Manley's running the ball. We got Christian in there some. Offensive line is still not where we want to be, but dang, they're playing hard, and we are playing hard in offensive line. We just need to play smarter at times.
Well, offensive line is one of the things we didn't really talk about in that Bridgeland game, but it did seem like there were some solid steps there, because you got good blocking. You got good running, too, Manley, on that 77-yard touchdown run. Stay on your feet sometimes, and it pays off.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, because that was a read, and had we not given the ball, it was blocked pretty well on the left side. So when he got slung around, he went back to the left side. If Carey would have kept it, he may have run for 30 or 40, maybe not 70, but he ended up, and he slung him right back to where the hole was. So that worked out for us.
Well, you talked about the job that Coach Patton had done and their approach on the offensive side. They're 3-3 on the year. They've never won more than two games in the history of the school in one season. They got to be ecstatic with the way they're playing right now.
I think so. I mean, where they're sitting right now, they take care of their next five ball games. They'll be a playoff team if, they probably beat the people they're supposed to. But, that's just somebody we've got to beat, and I think we've got a good shot to do that as long as we continue to get better. I tell the kids, who's going to get better the last 5 weeks of the season? Some people are really good the first five, and they continue to be good. But there's others that fall off, and we've not hit our peak yet. So we're talking about continuing to improve. And, tonight we'll have Nico Buloff. He's coming up from our JV to be our punter, our kicker, field goal kicker and everything. He's been real successful on the JV. So we're trying to make a point of that. And we've had some field goals that, had we made, might have been made a difference somewhat in the Langham Creek game. So hopefully that's going to help us, and Nico certainly can be a good receiver as well as another quarterback at times if we need him.
Thursday Night Lights tonight, as it will be Cy Lakes hosting the Bryan Vikings tonight at the Berry Center, or Cy Fair FCU, and that is coming up next. We will be back with more in just a moment.